Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, we're back, season four.
I know, we are back. I actually thought whenever you said welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix, I wanted to correct you and be like, welcome back to another season of Super Awesome Mix. I can't believe it.
That's right. You know, a whole new season of Super Awesome Mix.
You know, whenever you first kind of called me or texted me about this idea of like, hey, what if we did a podcast? I'm not sure I would have agreed if I knew that 4 years later we'd still be doing it. I kid, of course. I absolutely have loved this. It's been so much fun.
You thought we'd do like two episodes, right? And then it would kind of peter out.
Yeah,
like,
we'd move on to something new. Yeah.
It is amazing, like, how there's like a trillion podcasts out there, but if you go out there and look, some podcasts, it's like last episode, 2019, you know, right. Like, it's like they just have not touched it in years. Yeah. So that's kind of the hard part, but we are sticking with you guys now. Right off the top, we're going to tell you guys a little bit of a format change this season with Super Awesome Mix. Okay. We're going to go twice a month or essentially every other week. We are going to do a new music episode every month, and then the other one will be either a theme or interview show. And we may do some extra stuff along the way, some bonus episodes throughout the season. But we're just going to, you know, bring you a more quality product, I think, by doing it less often. So please continue to follow and share the show and like it and review it, all those things. But also, I mean, Samer, you've got Super Awesome You. You've got a solo project going. And I am working on a new podcast as well. Okay. So it's going to be called Play by Play. We're going to talk about music and sports. And so really excited about that. So with both of those projects going on, gives us a little bit more time to work on those. And just more stuff coming to you from the Super Awesome Mix podcast network.
Yeah, that's really what I'm most excited about is between Jen's show, What Are You Listening To?, which, as a reminder, won podcast People's Choice Award last year, which is really exciting. And then we've got the battle that you guys just rolled out, which was so much fun. And yeah, these new Super Awesome You and Play by Play coming out. There's plenty of content on the internet where you can find us talking about music and having a good time. So very excited for this fourth year for this show, but really the kind of fourth year of just Super Awesome Mix in general as like a media empire, a fledgling one, if you will. But an empire.
That's right.
Nonetheless.
That is right. Well, Spotify podcasts are falling apart, right? Like, right. That was clear near the end of last year. So, yeah. You know, it's ripe for opportunity, I think.
It really
and
is,
we're gonna get after it this year. But our first mix of the year, okay, it's our fourth season and we started this in season two. We're going to continue it. This is a mix of songs from artist's fourth album. And I got to tell you, I feel like the fourth album is really where people find their footing. There were so many great albums that I was like, this is their fourth album. This is unbelievable.
I completely agree. Yeah. Like I think it's amazing. How many songs that I absolutely love. And I was like, oh, I had no idea this was off their fourth album from bands that I chose. And so it was really fun. But the other thing I kind of laughed about is just how much more difficult it's becoming every year to try to find the bands that make it this far. You know, obviously, you know, having the one and done makes sense. You know, similar to a podcast, sometimes it's really easy to do the one album, but then you never do anything again. And then, you know, the sophomore album, sometimes things can fall apart there. Just the pressures are different. But, you know, fourth is like, think, you know, there's a lot of mature artists on this. And I think for many of them, it's not just four, but it's way more than that as a result. It's probably like a tipping point for bands.
Oh, yeah, that would be interesting to see like what that line is versus if you get to four, you're going to get to 10.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, let's kick off this mix. So your pick is first, and it is Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson.
Yeah, obviously Janet's brother, Michael, came out with a lot of great albums. But I was like, I wonder where Janet was come fourth album. And I'm glad I thought about it because, man, oh, man. I mean, Rhythm Nation, just I decided to pick the title track here because I still love this song. I mean, this song, you miss the intro part. There's a little intro track before it where it kind of builds a little bit right into this song, which is kind of cool. So If you want to go to the full album and listen to the intro track and then lead into this, it'll probably get you even more fired up. But I think this is a fantastic opening track to a mix, which, by the way, might be a mixtape idea of its own. Okay, just opening tracks. But this whole album, I mean, she's got like five or six singles on it. I feel like when it came out, you know, every couple months we were hearing something new and it was at the top of the charts and it was still from this album. So this was just a monster hit for her, but I figured I'd go with the title track just because this one still works. My daughter is in dance, like really into dance, and just playing this for her. She was like, oh, this is great. And then I'm like, yeah, it's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
And even the video and all of it, it's just really good. So I was like, yeah, this is a great choice. And honestly, like, this was probably apex for Janet Jackson as far as, like, I think this is probably her biggest album.
Yeah, this is actually from 1989. And there's a number of songs here that are from that end of that decade. And so my theory is just constantly being proven right, to me at least, that there's just something about releasing music right at the end of the decade. You've got like the whole, you got the whole 9 years up to that point of kind of like crafting the sound of the decade, if you will. So, and she nails it, right? I mean, this is absolutely an 80s song. I think you could play it for just about anyone and be like, oh yeah, I bet that's from the 80s. But I also really enjoyed the message of the song too. I think it's a really nice kind of opener in that sense too. You know, she sings, lend a hand to your brother to do his best. Things are getting worse. We have to make them better. It's time to give a damn. Let's work together. So a really nice message that I think is universal and like will pretty much always be true. It's like we can always help each other out and try to make things a little bit better for one another. So I enjoyed it for that perspective as well.
Nice. All right. So your first pick, you went with Lasso by Phoenix.
Yeah, so this is off of the album Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. And this is one of those ones where I was like, I wanted to recommend other songs to listen on the album. And I realized I was just going to list the entire album because I think the the whole album is just perfection start to finish. Like, especially if you like this kind of sound, like Phoenix, Vampire Weekend, like that genre of kind of alt pop music. If you're into it, and also side note, this is from the year 2009. So I'm building a new case now for the nines of a decade.
The end of the decade. This is going to be an interesting study. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and I noted here that we should probably plan for a year 2009 mix, and we might have to wait till our 209th episode. So, which I think we're over halfway.
I like that.
Right?
Planning. Yep. Over halfway.
And what's funny about this song is this happens so much time, you know, so many times in the years we've done this. I had never read the lyrics. Like, I just really like the sound of the song. Like, it's just like really enjoyable to listen to. And I finally listened to the lyrics and read them. And I was like, oh, I think this is like a song about wanting to be in a relationship or something. And it's like you're trying to find someone by throwing your lasso around them. I still don't really know. It was kind of cryptic to me. And I'm okay with that. It is just in that category of songs where it's like, I kind of don't care what they're singing about. I just really enjoy listening to it. And that's true for most Phoenix songs for me.
Yeah, it's certainly nothing offensive. So you can feel good about that, right?
I hope so, yes. Right? We're going to get a note that this is, this is actually very offensive.
The people at PETA are offended by lassos because of their role in the rodeo. Yeah. So
very constrictive. It's not okay.
We just lost them as a sponsor. Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny when you put this on here because I did, you know, we said this at the top, you don't realize what bands have gotten to this point in their career of like four albums. And so Phoenix, I'm like, well, yeah, they're a pretty young band. They're a new band. Then I'm like, yeah, they've got four albums. And then I'm like, is this like a recent album? Then I was like, It was like 15 years ago. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, he has very consistently put out new music, and they still go on tour. And I actually saw them on tour a couple of years ago. They're great. They're like very much in it, let's say. So yeah, a lot of
yeah, they're not mailing it in.
No, definitely not.
Right? Yeah, and it's one of those things where you're right. It is. It and I don't know. This sounds maybe overly simplified, but it sounds just like them, right? So it's like, yes, if you like their sound, you're going to enjoy this song. You're going to enjoy this album. You're probably going to enjoy all their other albums.
Exactly.
But yeah, that was the thing that kind of stuck out. I was like, yeah, this is good. And then I'm like, no, this didn't just come out. Like, he's just churning out product. But I also appreciate that when bands do that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, keep writing songs and you know, if people like your sound, it's okay if your other songs sound like it, because they'll probably like those too.
Right. And it's especially okay if your lyrics like don't make any sense. It's probably even better, because then you're just like, I'll make it, just make it whatever I want it to be, you know?
Yeah, there's no critic going, hey, it's another Phoenix song about, well, I don't know what it's about, but anyway, it's another Phoenix song, just a bit like the other ones. Yeah.
All right, here's a band that I could listen to their entire discography, start to finish, and never tire of them. It is Led Zeppelin, of course, is the band, and you went with Rock and Roll.
Yeah, so Led Zeppelin made it easy, because I just had to scroll through their discography, and they have an album called Four, and I'm like, there it is. That's the one, okay? But similar to Rhythm Nation, it's like, this is the Led Zeppelin album, right? Like, if you're going to recommend a Led Zeppelin album to someone, it's like Four is kind of the one that you recommend. And, you know, so many big tracks on this one. I think I've heard people, trust me, if you listen to any classic rock station, you've heard every song from this album.
Yeah.
Most notably Stairway to Heaven. I went and put Rock and Roll on this one, because after going through this album a couple of times, that was the one that just kept getting me fired up. And I was like, I do love this song. God, even though it's been used in car commercials and stuff, I was still getting into it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to throw this on there. Yeah, Rock and Roll. But yeah, just an amazing album. And it really, I don't know, it's got to be. I didn't look up where it is on like greatest albums of all times. But when you look at that and you look at the track listing, it's got to be up there. It's kind of just incredible when an artist can do that.
I agree. Yeah, this is such a good song. I wrote in all caps here, pure perfection, because there's like no notes on a song like this. It's just so good. They read some fun factoids. They used to warm up playing Little Richard's music, like Keep a Knockin', I think was the song, which kind of makes sense, because there's like the tempo of the song is so fast. So I think that really inspired that, which is awesome. And then the guitar solo was because Jimmy Page was apparently really annoyed at like a sense of writer's block. And so he just got his guitar and was just kind of like, you know, strumming it and doing something with it. And then they got their guitar solo, and that went into kind of the foundation of this song. So love little things like that, like the process of how these songs come together. There's no one road to it, right? And I think that that's really cool.
And vocally, this one is, I mean, it's insane. Like,
yes, yeah.
Like, you can't like really sing along to this one. Like, you and I, we're just going to be screaming, right? But somehow Robert Plant pulls it off, and it's like it just sounds unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna kind of fast forward back to the Back to the Future here with your next pick. It is Too Good by Drake featuring Rihanna.
Yeah, I was so excited that this was Drake's fourth album, because I think it's one of his best albums. It's probably one of his most well-known ones. He had a lot of really good collaborations, this song included. Anytime he'd worked with Rihanna, I think that they just produced really good music. When I think of his like first or second album where she's also featured on there, like those songs are still highly playable today. So I think a lot of that is Rihanna. As we've talked about, she's just like a pop superstar, and she's so good at what she does. But this album's really good. Like, I think it's, you know, this is easily a top 10 song for me from Drake, and definitely like a top 5 album for me for him. So I, you know, also love the line in here, got me on flight overseas and I still can't get across to you. And I think I love that, like that they're moving around, they're flying around all these, you know, across the seas, but they still can't get across to you. I think is a really cleverly written line, but absolutely love the song and I love this album.
This is a great one. And what's really impressive is, like, obviously Drake's a rapper, but he kind of sings a little bit in this one, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a big swing when like you're going to sing and it's like, who am I going to get to collaborate with me? And it's like, I'll get Rihanna, where it's like, hold on, she can really sing, Drake. But he kind of holds his own, sort of not just going straight rap on this one.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, trying to bring a little bit more to his vocals. And so without any like auto tune or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's nothing like that. It's just his voice. So I was really impressed by that. I really liked this one because it wasn't just your typical rap song featuring a pop artist with her lyrics coming through. In fact, they even mirror some of the same lyrics, I think, throughout. And so I thought it was really well done.
Nice. All right. Speaking of people who just have amazing voices, and we just exited the season of her, this is Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, for some reason, as I was preparing for this, Mariah Carey was top of mind. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Weird. Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing. Okay, obviously, you got All I Want for Christmas Is You. You can hear how great her voice is there, and by all accounts, she's probably a little nutty. Okay, I know she's got some. There's some stories out there where maybe she's not the funnest person to work with. But man, oh man, can she sing and can she just, I mean, especially I loved her early stuff. Like when she came out, it was like hit after hit and you just wanted to hear her sing. Like she was great. She actually kept making like some really good songs. Like lately it's been a little bit more focused on kind of more dancey stuff where she's mm-hmm. not quite just singing ballads the way she used to. But yeah, this was off her fourth album. This is one that, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody loves the song. It's and it just starts out so simple, but it's just enough to kind of get you into it if you recognize the song. And I don't know. Everyone loves this one. And I love that she's not like going crazy on this song, right? Like I love it when Mariah Carey kind of tones it down just a little bit. I think that's like more shows a little bit more skill on her part instead mm-hmm. of when she just kind of goes high note after high note after high note, which she can do. Right. Yeah. But I think this is a little cooler.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I think like the hook especially is what draws me in on this one. And the like the do-do-do-dum-dum or whatever, that little bit is like a 90s time capsule for me. Like I hear that and A, you immediately know what song you're listening to. And B, it just sounds like something from the mid 90s, which is exactly right because this was released in 95. So it's like right in the middle of that 90s sound, which is awesome. But you're right. I mean, she's so talented as a singer. And this song really, really shows that she's got such a great range and can just put out a really nice, kind of easy listening pop song, basically, that you can listen to forever and ever.
Yeah, and this one still gets a ton of radio airplay. Like, it's nothing like, you know, All I Want for Christmas Is You, but still pretty good.
It is pretty good.
So speaking of the 90s, you come with a band, fan of the 90s. Fans of the 90s will be familiar with. This is Water Landing by Third Eye Blind.
Yeah, and this album is actually from 2009. So it's another 09 one. So, you know, they at this point.
Oh, there it is again. Oh, my gosh. Again.
At this point,
they didn't
even
plan this.
For 12 years. Yeah. I know. I didn't plan it. I promise I didn't. It just happened.
just happened, man.
It's all the pieces. They're all there. I'm going to go all beautiful mind on this. This is from their fourth album, Ursa Major. It was an album I really enjoyed from them. You know, again, similar to Phoenix, like this is a Third Eye Blind album. Like if you like one of their albums, you're probably going to like the rest of them. Because they don't really change their sound too much. They don't get too experimental with everything. But I think this one, I picked this track in particular because I don't think it's a very well-known one from them. There are certainly more popular ones off of this album. But this has one of my all-time favorite lyrics of like any song ever. And so the line that he sings here, they're talking about being on an airplane, the airplane starting to go down. And so he sings, on my face, brace, brace, and the cabin erupts with religious conversion, God's sick joke, as we lose the engines, some people scream and some people are gracious. And the reason's the same because the sky outside is so spacious. And I think that's so beautiful because the idea of like, yeah, you know, the scene of like the planes going down, And you either are really frightened or you have peace. And the reason is the same because the sky outside is like so vast. So you either are like freaking out because you feel really small in that moment, or you have peace because you feel really small in that moment and you realize that like there's a lot more out there. That's how I've always interpreted that line. I think it's like a really beautiful summation of kind of like your experience in life. Like you could look at the size of the universe and feel really freaked out by it, or you can feel really calm by it because it gives you perspective. And so I've always loved this song, and I will listen to it just for kind of this line whenever he sings it. So definitely want to include that here, and I was happy this is their fourth album.
I love that. Yeah, no, totally agree. I think it paints such a kind of vivid picture of that type of scenario, which, I mean, I hope to God I'm never in, but
yep. You know,
if I were, I could be like, man, he really nailed it. That's what I would think about at this point.
You just try to get onto Twitter/X in that moment and tweet him real quick, you know?
Yeah, that'll be my last tweet, at Third Eye Blind. You guys nailed it, man, with water landing. So I love the fact that you kind of carry the torch on this show for Third Eye Blind and kind of keep bringing it back to people's memories. I kind of feel that way about the Wallflowers. Like I just saw them in concert last year. I just think their music is incredible. They've continued to make music, which is really good. And so is Third Eye Blind. So I think it's great that you keep bringing that to people's attention that, like you said, this is 2009. They have a fourth album. They have albums after this, right? Like, yes. It's not just this is their last album. But this one sounds, you know, his voice obviously is going to evoke. It's so distinctive. You're going to, realize it's Third Eye Blind and maybe think of the 90s. But the sound of it is not as like manic as some of their early stuff at all, right? Like it's a much kind of cooler sound to it, a little more laid back. So I kind of love that too, that it's like you get this voice that you know against a backdrop of music that is maybe a little bit different than what you expect. So really enjoyed this one. And again, just love the fact that we keep kind of bringing the people's ears back to their music.
And speaking of doing that over and over and over again, track number 7, it's The Promised Land by the one and only Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. Okay. Now, this is from Darkness on the Edge of Town, his fourth album, and it is from 1978. So just missed the cutoff, Sammer. I'm sorry. So we couldn't get that in here. But this is an amazing album. I mean, three or four of these songs he still regularly plays in concert, including The Promised Land. And I actually think this would actually be an album if you went like beginning to end. This might be one of your favorite albums, Sammer, if you kind of ever did that deep dive into Bruce's catalog. But yeah, this one, I don't know. I just love this song. It's so like hopeful. I think it paints such a great picture. And I don't know, just describes a really strong, or it's a strong description of kind of the conflict of growing up and growing older and looking out into your future. So had to include it. I don't know, this one always gets me. And so even though I love so many of the songs from this album, went with The Promised Land.
It is really good, actually. I wrote here, literally, it's on my short list of Bruce songs that I could listen to more than once. I really liked it. I enjoyed it. I thought it sounds really good. I liked what he's singing about. So yeah, I might have to give that album a try. This might finally be the album that kind of pulls me into Bruce land, because I really liked this one a lot, more than some of the other ones that I've listened to from him. So well done.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, just knowing you, and I'm sure Bruce fans who are listeners will agree with me, you're not going to like every one of his albums, right? But that's why I do point out this one and just say, like, I think you can get into this one. And there's definitely a couple others that I'd recommend to you. But yeah, this is one that isn't a little bit different. It really just shows an evolution, too, of his sound. So I think that will stand out for you as well.
Nice. And good news, listeners. We've got, I think, up to 21 seasons of being able to put him on.
Yeah, 21 mix, so. Studio albums, and I'd say and counting. I'm not going to say he doesn't have a 22nd in him,
right?
But yeah, he's going to be on one of these mixes at the start of the year for a while. Yeah, don't you worry. Don't you worry, listeners. All right, track 8. You got Comfort Eagle by Cake.
Oh, I love Cake so much. Like, I don't think I'm able to bring them on the show as much as I want to. I realize, and that might be a 24 resolution. It's like, I'm going to try to feature as much Cake music as possible. This album is, you know, this is the title track, so it's Comfort Eagle. I love this album. There's so many good Cake gems on here, like Shadow Stabbing and Short Skirt, Long Jacket and Commissioning a Symphony in C. Like, the lyrics are really kind of quirky and fun. He's got such a distinct voice. This one always makes me laugh, you know, because they're basically kind of like talking about the music industry and how they are productizing all the bands and like kind of turning them into a religion, if you will. Like, and it's a broader note on capitalism that basically, like, it's not just about trying to sell you something. It's really trying to about like convert you, you know, like products become kind of religious in that fashion. But my favorite line here is that just a shout out to Tyler Jenke, who is a former guest on the show. He works in the music industry. And so whenever he kind of went indie and was doing consulting work, one of his business cards that he created is Tyler Jenke, and his title was, he's in the music business and he's calling you dude, which is great. Which is so awesome. Because, you know, if you are also in the music industry, you're going to catch that line and you're going to think it's really clever. So I think that was really smart on his part to do that. But it's one of the best lines of a Cake song and can definitely get stuck in your head. It's such an earworm, but it's a really cool song, and it's definitely a commentary. Like, I love the line here. Some people drink Pepsi. Some people drink Coke. The wacky morning DJ says democracy's a joke. It's so good.
That was the exact lyric that I had written down. That was the nice one that just kind of cracked me up. Yeah, so it's funny. In season 2, I kind of declared this with Haim and Macklemore and was just like, I just need to just listen to them more and put them in the rotation because I always like what they do. And I did that. And I think even it's early 2024, so maybe it's too early for this, but I think Cake is in that category because every time I hear one of their songs, I'm like, oh, this is a great song.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why don't I just listen to all their albums and just do a deep dive and just become a fan because I am a fan. Like, this is great. Like, this is so well done. I thought this one, you know, they have a distinctive sound, but I think they're able to vary it just enough. Like, I thought, yeah, in this case, you know what I heard? I heard a little bit of like the same rhythms you would find with Rage Against the Machine. To where, like, if Tom Morello jumped on stage during this, yeah, song and started doing his Tom Morello thing, I'm like, oh, that would fit perfectly in here, right? That would be so cool. But yeah, this is a great song, and I think I'm ready to put Cake into the regular rotation. So maybe, I mean, I know you want to bring more. I may end up bringing some more this year as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm into it. That'll be our shared goal then. All right. Songs. Speaking of songs that kind of surprised me that I wanted to listen more to, track number 9 here by Pat Green. And you went with Rusty Old American Dream.
Yeah. So this was Pat Green's last kind of independent album before kind of he went with a studio album. And it's interesting because some of the songs on this album, Carry On, ended up being reproduced for 3 Days, which is like a big studio release. That was his 5th album. And that's where he kind of got a lot more national attention. Like, all the country stations across the country were playing him more. So this is the album just before that. And I kind of like the sound of this album more. This one, Rusty Old American Dream, I love the fiddle on this one. Like, I think, yeah, that's just an amazing through line for it. And then I just love the lyrics because he's clearly describing a car, an old car, but also just like it says, it's either your dream or a person or whatever it is, just kind of going through life. And I just love the way that's written in this song. I just think it's so well done. And it's also kind of fun along the way too. And it just sounds great. So yeah, this is a great one. And Carry On is such a great album that I think everybody should go out and listen to if you're a country music fan. I know I kind of made you a Pat Green fan a couple of years ago, so I'm glad you didn't hate this one.
I didn't, yeah. You know, and it's funny because if you're a longtime listener, you know, anytime country makes its way into the playlist, my initial reaction is like, oh, I have to hit play. It's fine. I'll listen to it one time. therapy and move on with my life. But this one got me going. I realized I checked in with myself. I was like, wow, you know, my foot's tapping. I'm really into it. That's a good, you know, that's
a good sign.
You can't
help it. You can't help it.
It's definitely a foot tapper. And then like you said, the fiddle is great. And then there's like this amazing guitar solo randomly in the middle of it. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, this song rocks. I actually really like this song. It's really good. I was here for it. So well done. Well done.
Love it. Love it. All right. So let's take a dramatic turn here from country to track 10 with Wish You Were Here by Incubus.
Yeah, it's funny. Cake's song was from 2001, and this song is also from 2001. So the album is Morning View. 2001 for me was like middle of high school, so a lot of emotions. So, you know, it kind of, you get the wide range of kind of the funny songs I was listening to with Cake, but then also the very moody, emotional songs that I was listening to by Incubus. Because this is definitely like a very kind of moody, emotional song. It's perfect for a high schooler. You know, he's singing about how he wished that he had someone to share these moments with, you know, that he was going through in his life. But, you know, literally the title is Wish You Were Here. And that's what he sings over and over in the song. Like, just kind of, you could almost view it as like a post breakup song too, or just wishing that you had someone in your life. So very appropriate for, yeah, like a brooding high school kid who wanted to be in a relationship. But I really, really like this album. There's some great songs off of it. And I really loved Incubus all through high school and most of college as well. So it was a nice little throwback here. And had no idea it was off of their fourth album that they had done so much music. But here we are.
Well, what's also funny I love hearing is like their debut album was in the mid-90s when I was wrapping up high school. So I love that they started when I was in high school, and there was this through line right when you were in high school. And
that's awesome.
You know, all the way through. But yeah, I remember this one getting actually a lot. I think this is one of their more popular songs. It's got a lot of radio airplay, I think. And so, yeah, it was kind of this, again, similar to Phoenix. I was like, God, how many albums? They have 8 studio albums going all the way back to 1995, wow. Which is like kind of incredible, and goes back to what you said about, you know, a tipping point. Like, I really do wonder what that line is where it goes from 4 albums to 8 albums, 10 albums, whatever it is. So,
yeah,
again, but just a pretty well-known song here by Incubus, but just kind of hits on their classic sound. And I think people will enjoy this.
Awesome. All right. So earlier we talked about how nice it was that Led Zeppelin, numbered their albums. So you could just go to Led Zeppelin 4. Here's one that really threw me, and I had to really double check that we'd gotten this right. But the song is Big Pimpin', of course, by Jay-Z. And it's off of the album Volume 3, Life and Times of S. Carter.
Yeah. But it's the fourth one.
It is the fourth album. Can confirm.
I mean, I don't know. What can you say about this one? I think I featured it on the mix before. It's an incredible song. You could play it at any party. People are going to get you. It'll get you fired up if you're just driving around the car. You can even play it at a wedding because no one's listening to the lyrics, which aren't really wedding friendly. No. it's just an awesome song. Yeah. I don't know what to say. But yeah, I mean, I just love this. And no matter how many times I've listened to it, the second it starts, I just get so fired up. It takes me right back to college, I think, when this one came out for me. And I mean, yeah, just got to listen to it over and over.
Yeah, this one was high school for me, and this was definitely like a bass thumping, loud music, windows down, like just obnoxious high school kid listening to this song. So really, really love the throwback vibes. I may have read this quote before, but it just cracks me up. So this is what he said of the lyrics all these many, many years later and all the successes he's had. So he says, some lyrics become really profound when you see them in writing. Not Big Pimpin'. It was like, I can't believe I said that and kept saying it. What kind of an animal would say this sort of thing? Oh, man. And yet people still, you know, love the song. Like you said, it's still going to get a party moving. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No. I mean, yeah. Go ahead. I don't care how conservative your wedding party is. You throw this on here, everyone's dancing.
They're going to love it. It's in a rare category of uncancelable songs, I think.
I think it is. No, I think you're right. Yeah, and that may be a mixed idea too. Songs that have just for some reason, never been canceled.
Never been canceled. Yeah, they're just too good. They're got to draw the line somewhere.
All right, well, let's bring this first mix of season four home with track 12. You went with Fake Empire by The National.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be a super awesome mix with me not closing out on some kind of a downer song. So
I get the party going. Let's go big pimping. Here we go. Right. And now let's bring it down with a Fake Empire by The National.
Let's all be reminded that we live in a fake empire and nothing is real and everything's the worst and all of that, which The National does a very good job of.
Well, we'll just maybe we'll see you in a couple weeks, people, or not. Just thanks for listening. Okay.
We're going to go cry into a pillow now.
Okay, track 13's Big Pimpin' again. Okay, we're going to do a bonus track 13. Let's bring it back.
Back to Big Pimpin'. Yes. Okay. So The National, this is off of their fourth album, Boxer. This song, you know, I think is probably one of the most popular ones. I'm sure that if you listen to any kind of like alt rock station, you probably have heard this track by The National. It's a beautiful song. I think the piano buildup on it is like just sheer perfection. You know, his voice is just so, so special. And I think it does a really good job of, you know, kind of pushing this broodingness, this moodiness to it, and these like darker topics that he kind of sings about. Because I can't imagine him singing the lyrics to Big Pimpin'. I just don't think that he would deliver in the same way that Jay-Z does.
You're just not selling it. Yeah, they're telling the producer comes on.
Right. Exactly. Oh. But yeah, great track. Love The National. Definitely a downer one though.
It is. They're great, right? Like, this is a really well-written song, although I kind of laugh to myself when the lyrics, stay out super late tonight, picking apples, making pies, put a little something in our lemonade and take it with us. I mean, if that doesn't scream, we're white people from the Northeast, I don't know what does.
Yeah, this is a Cincinnati band, if I remember correctly. They were in one of our our Super Bowl mixes, our big game mixes, if you will.
Yeah, we can't say that other term. It's the big game. Okay. You just cost us a lot of money, Sammer.
Ugh, so sorry.
But no, this is a really well done song. And here's what got me, right? Is the drums in it are kind of irregular, right? Mm-hmm. Like the drum beat doesn't quite line up with the rest of the instruments. And it creates a little bit of like dissonance if you're listening to it. And kind of just musically, this unsettles you. Like right. Beyond just the lyrics kind of making this point, I think just musically, it kind of like you're squirming a little bit. You're not like, it's not a toe tapper, if you will. It's something where you're kind of like, all right. And I think it gets your attention more as a result. So yes. I thought that was actually really well done here that they kind of crafted. I mean, I'm going to assume that was intentional. But yeah, to craft it that way was really good.
Yeah, I love that note. I think you're exactly right. It does create kind of an unsettled feeling, which is exactly, again, the mood that they're going for with their lyrics.
All right. Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. This time, songs from artists' fourth album. Okay. Go ahead and hit us up at Super Awesome Mix. Tell us an artist who's got a fourth album that really we should do a deep dive into. Okay. And maybe we'll feature you on our social media, give you a shout out, talk about it, whatever. But we're going to be back in a couple of weeks, okay? So every other Thursday now, and that's going to be a new music mix. So check it out and get some new music going for 2024. And so for Sammer, this is Matt, and we'll see you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.